So what does God's Word tell us about who God is and what He cares about? Let's talk about it today on Lifted Up as we continue to explore Foundations of a Christian Walk. Who is God? Hi friends, welcome to the daily podcast, Lifted Up. It's a short encouragement and it's meant for leaders in all walks of life, whether you're serving on the mission field or working in a job here in a business or serving a church. We're all leading somewhere. I'm Pastor Rick Millick, and I'm glad you joined today. Okay, so who is God? All of Scripture is a beautiful mosaic that reveals a God who is deeply involved in creation. He cares intimately for you and I, all of humanity. And if we believe the Bible to be true, and I do, then we have to believe that the God it describes is true in His intentions to love and be present with all of creation. While the following list is nowhere near exhaustive, let's take a closer look at four foundational truths about God. First, God is the Creator, and He actively creates. In Exodus 3, remember what God said to Moses? I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. You see, the word God uses right there to describe Himself as Yahweh. Essentially, it means I am who I am, or I absolutely am. In other words, He's timeless. He's the beginning of all things. He's the end of all things. Nothing can exist apart from Him, because all life was created by Him and only exists through Him. Last time we said He is who He needs to be for you right when you need Him. God is the epitome of righteousness and justice. In Jeremiah, God describes Himself as the one who practices justice and righteousness. In Scripture, those words often go together. The word justice describes a legal decision made by God that results in honoring His decrees that brings glory to Him. God is able to perfectly practice justice and righteousness because He is just and He is righteous. His decrees and actions are based on His own truthful character. Okay, second, God is always in community. He created us so that we could experience the joy and love that He is and then spread that joy and love to others. He does not need us to complete Him, but He wants us to enjoy His presence and then partner with Him in caring for His creation. When you stop and look at it, the triune nature of God is the epitome of community, right? God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Think about how many things in our life are grouped similarly. Think about your family, the husband, the wife, the children. That's a triune relationship. Think about your church. You've got Jesus as the head. You've got the pastor or the leadership, and then you have the body of Christ. Our government, we have three branches of government that are supposed to work in unity together in order to make things function smoothly. You could keep going. It's amazing how well it works. So God is in community. Thirdly, God is love. God created humans with love. He establishes and keeps His covenant with Israel throughout Scripture because of His faithful love. He sends His only Son to rescue humanity because of His everlasting love. You see, God is able to do all things because He is love. And so when we delight in God, we get to experience love that's beyond our ability to generate. In Isaiah 42, verse 5, it says, "This is what God, the Lord says, the Creator of the heavens, who stretches them out, who spreads out the earth with all that springs from it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I'll keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles." So what's the secret to delighting in God? In John 14, Jesus says, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." So to delight in God, we must first come to know Him. To know Him, we must know Jesus, who created the way through His death and resurrection, that we could know the Father and spend eternity with Him. You see, because Jesus became God with us, Emmanuel, one translation will call it, you look at the original language and it's, he pitched a tent among us. We get to have a personal understanding of who God is. We can bodily draw close to him and experience his love for ourselves. And in drawing close to him, he makes us righteous and shows us what his justice truly looks like. So ask God to reveal who he is to you as you study the scripture passages we talked about today. Create some highlights and notes on any words about God's character and nature that stand out to you. Then reflect on that list throughout the day. Father, thank you. We praise you for your word and for the foundations of our Christian walk that we get to know who you are. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for joining me on Lifted Up. You know, sometimes life's going to give you more than you can stand. Remember to kneel. God bless. Talk to you next time right here on Lifted Up.